He saw her eyes, watchful, full of concern. Concern for him, he realized with a fresh jolt. He wasn't alone anymore. And before now, he hadn't even known he had been. He wanted to immerse himself in her oceanic warmth. She touched his cheek. He could see that her fingers came away wet. And now, he could feel the great, shuddering sobs that racked his body. An uncontrollable storm of weeping. Love and pain coursed through him. Exquisite. Hot. Unbearable. 12. Space-time. The inner chaos didn't subside. He tried to distract himself. He resumed activities he had relished before, but even the most extravagant virtual adventure seemed shallow, obviously artificial, predictable, unengaging. He seemed to need people, even though he shied away from those close to him. He was a moth fearing the candle flame, he thought, unable to bear the brightness of the emotions involved. So he accepted invitations he wouldn't otherwise have considered, talked to people he had never needed before. Work helped, with its constant and routine demands for his attention, its relentless logic of meetings and schedules and resource allocation. And it was a busy time. The new Mind's Eye VR headbands were moving out of the testing labs and approaching production status. His teams of technicians had suddenly resolved a last technical glitch, a tendency for the headbands to cause synesthesia in their users, a muddling of the sensory inputs caused by crosstalk between the brain's centers. It was a cause for long celebration. They knew that IBM's renowned Watson Research Lab had been working on exactly the same problem. Whoever cracked the synesthesia issue first would be the first to reach the market and would have a clear competitive edge for a long time to come. It now looked as if our world had won that particular race. So work was absorbing. But he couldn't work 24 hours a day, and he couldn't sleep the rest of the time away. And when he was awake, his mind, unleashed for the first time, was rampaging out of control. As his cars smart drove him to the Wormworks, he cowered in fear from the high-speed traffic. An unremarkable tabloid news item about vicious killings and rapes in the burgeoning RLC water war moved him to harsh tears. A Puget Sound sunset, glimpsed through a broken layer of fluffy black clouds, filled him with awe, simply at being alive. When he met his father, fear, loathing, love, admiration tore at him, all overlying a deeper, unbreakable bond. But he could face Hiram. Kate was different. The surging need he felt to cherish her, possess her, somehow consume her, was completely overwhelming. In her company, he became inarticulate, as out of control of his mind as much as his body. Somehow she knew how he was feeling, and quietly she left him alone. He knew she would be there for him when he was ready to face her and resume their relationship. But at least with Hiram and Kate, he could figure out why he felt the way he did, trace a causal relationship, put tentative labels to the violent emotions that rocked him. The worst of all were the mood swings he seemed to suffer without discernible cause. He would wake up crying, without reason. Or, in the middle of a mundane day, he would find himself filled with an indescribable joy, as if everything suddenly made sense. His life before seemed remote, textureless, like a flat, colorless pencil sketch. Now he was immersed in a new world of color and texture and light and feeling, where the simplest things, the curl of an early spring leaf, the glimmer of sunlight on water, the smooth curve of Kate's cheek, could be suffused by a beauty he had never known existed. And Bobby, the fragile ego that rode on the surface of this dark inner ocean, would have to learn to live with the new, complex, baffling person he had suddenly become. That was why he had come to seek out his brother. He took great comfort from David's stolid, patient presence, this bear-like figure with his bushy blonde hair hunched over his soft screens, immersed in his work, satisfied with its logic and internal consistency, scribbling notes with a surprising delicacy.